approval of the agenda.
I move to approve the agenda.
Okay.
For February 6th, 2020.
Thanks. Okay. I guess I second it, right? Okay. Public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. The speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communications received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. No one's here. So we're moving on. Items of business. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form in order to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at the time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. We're going to review and discuss the proposed mid-year budget. Revised.
A revised mid-year budget,
revised.
Yes.
Okay, so I do have the notes attached, yeah. and I'll just go over the bigger changes.
Okay.
So for property taxes, we did get our first part already, which was $390, which was about the same that we got last year at the same time. So I did raise that to $680. Down to pool grants. We got 2 grants for the pool. $10,000 was from LMCHD.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And $6,000 was from Kaiser. So we got a $10,000 grant from Kaiser, $6,000 went to pools, and the $4,000 went to youth sports.
Okay. Sounds good.
Teen Center General Funds. So the board originally approved $46,000 from the reserve to cover half of the fiscal year. We are needing more help. We haven't received any other grants to help out with the teen center, so we're asking for another $20,000 for the second half, at least to cover for wages.
We do have some grant funds to offset some of the operational costs,
operations,
not salary,
yes.
But we throw in some money for.
Yeah, so $20,000 would be more for his salary than anything.
Okay.
Else. So we did get $100,000 from the San Francisco Foundation, which was 75 for the Bay Point Youth Academy and 25 for the Teen Center for their supplies and program expenses.
That's great.
Okay, so for the, we did get 2,600 from a previous grant from the state that we had sitting in there, which we used for the auditorium floor maintenance for them to clean it over the furlough. So that's it for income. So expenses. So the first one is going to be for the senior accountant. So this is including Mary Jane's payout. That's why it looks a little higher than normal.
Mm-hmm.
Part-time senior accountant, that was for her to come in to help me out when I needed it, but I haven't needed her too often. So I was able to deduct from that.
Okay. Good for you.
Part-time custodian. So minimum wage went up this year, so we had to raise staff's pay.
$5,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, for cost of living step increase.
Yeah, that's good.
Workers' comp. This decreased this year because we did not have any claims.
Mm-hmm.
Retirement. We added 2 new eligible staff members for the second half of the year, so that went up a little bit. Administrative expenses. So liability insurance, we have had a couple of claims, so that went up quite a bit.
Mm.
Payroll fees. Since switching to our new payroll system, we have been able to save almost half of what we were paying before with our old company.
Good.
Great.
That's good. Professional services. So our auditor's rate increases each year, so I had to add a little bit in that one. Attorney fees. So district council has had to work on a claim this year and a couple contracts.
So you had to make it all up.
Yes. Website fees. So this is the start of our second year with our new webpage, and has been less expensive than what we had anticipated.
That's great.
Recreation expenses. So classes have been getting really popular, and our rec coordinator is adding new classes for the spring season. So I did add a little more to that, since our instructors take home 70% of what they bring in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maintenance. So maintenance workers, this reflects our head maintenance workers evaluation raise. So it went up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Part-time maintenance workers, so staff received a cost of living step increase, and we also corrected a misclassified employee.
We had an employee that we didn't notice until several months after he'd been working. It didn't dawn on me, but we have our facility attendant here at one rate, but when somebody works as a maintenance worker outside in our parks with more skills demanded, they have a different rate. Well, we had one person working in both positions, and he was getting paid the lower rate.
Oh.
And you're supposed to get paid the appropriate rate.
Yeah.
So we caught it sometime later and said, hey, no, he's entitled to this pay. So
and he was very happy, I'm sure.
Yes,
yeah,
he rectified that. And he
that's
was,
good.
He felt appreciated. And it's, it's the thing that we need to do.
And we just apologized, right? Sorry.
Yeah, sorry for the,
that
one,
but he was probably happy to get that big check.
He was, yes.
Good. It's a blessing.
And well-deserved.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So Ambrose Park expenses, so janitorial supplies, and we have been having issues with the homeless taking supplies, so we have to keep buying them.
Mm-hmm.
Phones, we had the line repaired at the maintenance shop and added network service for a computer, so that's going up a little bit. Equipment rentals, so this includes our drinking water dispensers, and we also had to rent equipment to move appliances in and out of the community center. Neighborhood park expenses. So the majority of expenses of the parks is water usage. So we adjusted the watering schedule to try to offset the expenses in our general fund. Ambrose Pool. So I can, since we have the final numbers from the previous fiscal year, I was able to compare, and I believe it'll be this about the same this time around. Same with chemicals for the pool. Miscellaneous expenses. We have had to make a few maintenance calls for pool systems going down. And then grants, the reimbursement program, so Teen Center General Fund. So this is, again, to approve the $20,000 more for his wages. We're in the process of finding new funding for the next year, so he'll keep an eye on the budget for the rest of the year, try not to go too crazy. Teen Center, San Francisco Foundation, so this is the new grant, the $25,000 that he received for that. Carshland Grant, youth services. We received last year $60,000 grant, so $30,000 for each year. So this is the last $30,000 of that. Bay Point Youth Academy, so the program is doing very well. The San Francisco Foundation awarded us with a $75,000, which was part of the $100,000. Kaiser's. We received the $10,000, so $6,000 will go to free swim lessons and $4,000 for youth sports. LMCHD, we received $10,000 grant, will also go towards free lessons. And Keller, so we received two Keller grants this year, one for a senior lunch program and a new grant for the teen center. So
they approved the teen center?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well. Is that the 49999?
Yes.
Okay.
That dollar is what made it.
Okay.
Yes, so capital projects and expenses. So this includes the final phase of our tree removal. So $15,000 is what we need to finish that off. $20,000 for replacing and repairing the store front doors. An additional $5,000 will come from the Contra Costa County Elections Office.
Okay.
And then for the auditorium doors, it's going to be $30,000 plus we are going to be getting that $18,000 from the CDBG grant to help us out with that.
So we started off, it's actually, we earmarked that money for capital projects at the beginning of the fiscal year. There was $183,000 in there. So when we identify a project, we just are able to itemize it so you can see how the money's being spent. The money's already there. The board already approved it. Just this actually provides more transparency in what we're spending the money for, and actually the projects they're going for. So these have been approved by the board already. We're just showing in the budget what the money's being spent on. The actual $30,000 is additional funding that we got the bids in today. So we got one bid, so that'll be coming before the board. And the $30,000 will take care of it, so we should be able to get the project off the ground.
Hopefully they'll take it.
Use the $18,000, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, as usual, good job.
Thank you.
Excellent.
I told you, she makes it so easy.
I know, it's like, oh my goodness, okay.
You can follow.
That is great, it is.
Oh, I have to. Okay, do you have any questions, Lupe?
No, I think you're doing a fantastic job. I really do. And since you stepped into this, you know, taking over from Mary Jane, and it's just like you right on time with everything. It's great. It's really wonderful. I mean,
she had a good teacher.
I tried.
Yeah,
yes, I did.
You know, but you really.
I wasn't
back. But she's, you know, so you're really doing a fantastic job. I really am proud of you.
Thank you.
You know, because it takes a lot. Because she's been there for years.
Yes, and I was nervous about that.
Yeah,
no, but, you did really good.
I think everything has changed over, and everybody, you know, they say, "What's the new girl's name?" I go, Jessica. Jessica. They go, "Okay," but you know, other than that, that's all I, you know, and the sports. People have talked about the sports. There's a lot of things going on at Ambrose. I said, "Yes, it is. It's new things that are happening." And the pool is open, and then they asked about the bathrooms. I said, it's coming. You just have to wait, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we just have to plan this out.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and do the closing.
Okay.
Do you?
Oh, I move to close our
adjourn meeting.
Adjourn meeting.
And I'll second it.
And Eva will second it.
And you're going to turn that off? Because I'm going to say something.